Good morning, George. Josh Portney, how you doing?
Good morning, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. How's your morning going?
It's going very well. What's on your mind today?
Oh, it's another cold one here in State College, but I saw your listener poll question, and I couldn't resist the urge to call in.
All right. Well, you have the floor. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so we actually had a council meeting last night where we reviewed the last part of the budget, the capital fund and the fee schedule. And, you know, while we were discussing that, we had a public hearing on the budget itself. Nobody actually showed up to comment, which is surprising to me. We did get a couple comments through the internet, but it was surprising the level of public participation. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to fight for a tax. You know, we're not. You know, I'm going to fight against this tax increase.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with the State College Borough Council member, Josh Portney. All public officials are encouraged to follow his lead and take the community microphone at 814-376-0953. Talk about ways that you're going to whittle down this $3 million increase.
Sure. So I mentioned on the air on Wednesday, I talked about how this new budget authorizes 21 new positions filled. And I mentioned that, you know, we already have 200 plus employees now. The boat is sailing pretty smoothly. I know that our departments are crunched because, you know, when it comes to staffing, everybody's always short and there's always a need for more staff. But I think the question is really some of these new positions that are going to be filled in this new budget are authorizing positions that have not been filled in 4 or 5 years. And so looking at whether or not we can make that a part-time, or cut money here, or cut money there, or look at our budget projections and be more accurate with what our budget projections are, I think that's going to go a long way in decreasing or eliminating this tax increase.
We're speaking with Josh Portney. All council members are welcome to call at 814-376-0953. Of course, you're gathering support with your colleagues on this all, aren't you?
Absolutely. No, I had spoken with a couple of council members last night, Kevin Kassab, Nalini Krishnan Cuddy. I even spoke to Matt Hernan very briefly, and he supported the idea in theory, but I think we have to look more details, and he's always detail-oriented, which I really appreciate. So,
when is the final vote scheduled for this budget?
Not till the 16th. So December 9th is our next meeting on the budget, and that's really when we get to air our grievances or edits and comments and revisions. So that's next Monday.
And would you be, you always have a public comment at the beginning. Would that be a time for people that would like to comment to come?
They certainly can, I think. But then again, we had a public hearing on this on the 2nd, and, you know, I send out emails to some of my constituents urging them to come, and nobody came. But I still am going to push for open public comment on the 9th. So please, if anybody wants to come, I'm going to try to get us, you know, the public comment fuels our discussion. We work for the public. We don't work for ourselves.
One of the other savings that you've pointed out, too, is to continue to buy green energy credits at a rate of 6.5 cents. Is that still going to be where you also want to see some savings?
Yeah, I looked actually at it. Somebody actually had a comment on that, maybe one of your listeners, I'm not sure, but on our comment matrix, someone actually brought up the PTA. There is no cost savings reported on this budget because the PTA will not be up and running in 2025. It probably won't be up and running in 2026. So, as I said on the air, it's a budgeted increase, but that's not for another 2 years. Right now, we're paying, you know, that 6.5 cents rate, and, you know, it's reported it's a blended rate, but I know what it means, and it's a cheaper rate.
And so with a green energy credit of 6.5, with Randy Brown, Director of Financing for the State College School District, looking the Channel 10 camera in the eye, saying they're not going to be using solar,
yeah.
What's the difference, only maybe a cent, I guess a cent of savings, between buying green energy credits currently in place at State College Borough and going into this deal that has already set a precedent for at-risk spending
No, there's no difference, and I think I've told you this before. I really think that the borough needs to look at doing this on its own or just staying with what we have, the renewable energy credits. I still don't have the rate number that, you know, for the borough, but I have a projection. And if that projection even holds, like, at all, 90% of it, that is cheaper than what the PPA is. And if what Randy Brown is saying is true, there's no reason. It's just outrageous.
When is the vote scheduled for State College Borough Council to move forward with this agreement, the solar power deal?
Well, it appears it might be the 16th, because I know they want to get it done before the end of the calendar year. And the only other time would be the 16th. Maybe they'll squeeze it in on the 9th, but like I said, the 9th is going to be our big budget revision, you know, meeting where we're going to start airing all of our edits. So I don't think they could squeeze it. I would be opposed to squeezing it because I need all my questions answered first.
Oh, you mean you haven't yet?
I have not, no.
Well,
there are still numerous questions. I keep telling you there's no updates. I have received no information. I see these people. I walk through the halls of COG. I saw Pam Adams the other day. Have not gotten a response to any of my questions.
We're speaking with Josh Portney, a member of State College Borough Council. All public officials are encouraged to follow his lead by calling 814-376-0953. One final question for you. We had Ed LeClaire on here this morning talking to the Channel 10 News about the Westerly Parkway development. What are your thoughts on that project moving forward?
Well, I'm actually very excited about it. Anybody who's been a visitor to the State College High School campus area knows that there's the Weiss parking lot, there's the Weiss, and there's a lot of dilapidated, old, outrun, you know, retail shops next to it. And we've been asking developers to redevelop that for years because it's very important that we actually activate that space, collect tax revenue from it, you know, because if you make improvements to it, then we can tax more on it. So having 400 beds there is going to be great for property tax, you know, it's going to increase our collections. And that's one of the things that I'm talking about when I'm saying we have to be clear-eyed about our revenues versus our expenditures. If projected expenditures are high, that's fine, but there's going to be revenue offsets soon. It's coming soon with the Westerly Parkway, with the other developments. There's others in the queue. I know development is a terrible word sometimes because people don't like seeing the buildings. I, for one, am also against some of the larger buildings. But the reality is they actually help us offset expenditure because that's more property tax revenue.
And they help that person who's living in College Heights keep their property taxes a little lower. And that is the goal that you're seeking, correct?
That is correct. That is the idea.
Josh Portney, thanks. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The one final thing I'll add is I wanted to update the your two listeners about what happened at the meeting on Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. Thankfully, because we coalition builders and I worked with my municipal partners in Patton, Ferguson, and College Township, we defeated the motion to dissolve oversight over the park. So there will continue to be oversight over the park's authority, which is a very, very big win for Center County taxpayers.
All right. Well, Josh, I certainly appreciate your call here this morning. Don't be a stranger around here. You call here anytime and keep my two listeners informed about what's going on. Well, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there is Josh Portney, State College Borough Council. Well, a lot to unpack there, folks. First of all, he says he's trying to build some consensus in holding this tax increase in State College Borough by working with his colleagues, working to see where of these 21 positions, maybe some of them could be eliminated because they're not filled. Also, making the case that when Westerly Parkway is developed, there's going to be new revenue coming in there. All in an effort to help those that live in the neighborhoods keep their property taxes as low as they can be. You know, State College is the highest when it comes to real estate taxes here in Center County. So thank you, Josh Portney, for that call, 814-376-0953. He also says he still hasn't received the answers to his questions on the solar power purchase agreement. Walked by right by Pam Adams, the sustainability person for COG, in the hallways of COG. No conversation. continues to say we're getting 6.5 cents for green energy credits. And when you give, when you take into consideration what Randy Brown told the Channel 10 News, that they're not going to be using solar at the State College School District, it makes one scratch their head about this whole deal. And, of course, the final thing he brought up was there was an effort, folks, to eliminate the committee, that oversight committee for Parks and Rec in COG. And he reports that that was defeated as well. So thank you, Josh Portney. It is 8:20. We'll be back with more right after this.